Welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Harris, your host. I invite fascinating humans from all walks of life to share their wisdom and unpack their mindsets and formulas for growth.
We're having a conversation between me and my business partner, Jack Hughes. We've always thought about friendship and how to make the best of it and how to be the best friend you can be and sort of enrich your life with the right relationships. And following is just a really big conversation into friendships and how to get the most out of them and how you should value them. And yeah, we just go into a lot of interesting things and like how you can engineer tribes around you and just have a better support system and feel less lonely and just, yeah, think about how you show up in the world. So it's a really interesting conversation. I really, really enjoyed it and I hope you do too.
Human relationships that are going to actively benefit you. You're just going to be witnessing this kind of weird fake sense of the world. Whereas if you do have friends with people who are, can be a little bit tragic, a little bit like they do dumb stuff a lot, and you kind of, and but they in return they give you the humor or they let you into a bit of like humanity, those are the best ones. Like those are the ones you really, really want. Because if you just strive for, I want the entrepreneur mindset with the business guy who's got the, like everything going for me in terms of the physical side of things, and it's like, well, there's no vulnerability there. Like you got to be friends with people who are vulnerable. And if you're the sum of the five people and they are, none of them are vulnerable, there's no humanity to them. And you don't want to hang out with just those people, trust me.
No.
Which is one of those major things that people say, like, sum of the five people, I actively disagree with it. Like, I actively disagree with that one.
Yeah, I like that. I do agree, as in, well, I think there's elements of correctness and wrongness in both ways. And, like, you can't fundamentally change a lot of yourself, even... No. People you surround yourself by, but it does also make things much easier. Like, for example, your ex-girlfriend who sort of just because of, as in she's going out with someone that like runs like a business of a certain style that's doing very well. She's now running a similar business. Just because she's around someone that does that. Like, certainly when you are around people, it does push you to do things that
in a relationship.
Similar.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am so insanely happy for her, and I take 100% responsibility for her happiness. So.
Definitely. You told her what she didn't.
Exactly. I was the stepping stone to someone that she always had a good idea of what she wanted to do, and I was not the person who's going to be. I told her to quit what she was doing, and then that was it. And then when I ended the relationship with her, it was like, I'm pretty sure the next thing that happens is going to be awesome and she's going to end up growing this amazing thing. And then what she does, she meets this amazing dude who is mega clever, works really hard and basically gap filled in all the areas that I couldn't in terms of like the knowledge and things like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's absolutely flying. But I don't think she would surround herself just with people like that. Because friends with her, and she knows that I'm not. I'm not on that level. Definitely, I have not as many negative days as positive days, but I'm not as, you know, that progressively entrepreneurial mindset is in terms of that.
But no, I think it's actually really important to surround people that are different to yourself.
Different, yeah.
Like versus trying. So I really enjoy having like different kind of characters in my mind of like my friends where I'm like, oh, what would this person tell me? I think I really like, that's a really beneficial part of me. It's like when I'm not sure what to do, it's like actually sort of thinking with different lenses of
absolutely.
Cool. I think this could transition nicely into what something else we've been talking about is just generally again like how we show up within our relationships around kind of just giving love and kindness, which is something I always like going into on the podcast around. I think just the more kindness you can give, the more you get back. It's like a positive thing for yourself anyway. And I think you've been reflecting on ways that you can do that better lately, which I've been quite enjoying. So what would you think like pushed you into that direction?
I've always I think what if you are a friend of mine, one of the things, and it sounds so archaic, is like this kind of ride or die thing that I'm really, and I have this other thing called like hard or soft friends, which I told you about, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's kind of a little bit what you're like digging into it a little bit. Is this thing that like friends to me are just, they're just so important. Like I can't tell you like the level of importance my friends have in my life for some reason. Some people don't have the same level of proximity as I do to them. But I think it comes to a love thing, you, and I was saying to you a second ago before this, you, I think everyone is full of love. And I think they, like, it sounds really kind of weird to say it, but inside, everyone has this ability to give as much, like a lot of love, like an insane amount of love things. One of the reasons is they don't is because they don't, they're scared of getting, again, maybe it's like a childhood thing. I don't know. I was very loved as a child. And my dad was like, just always like adored me, just really adored me. And my mum was always like very protective of me. And I liked feeling that. And very tactile, very lovey-dovey parents. And I think what that did was it allowed me to really easily like love other people. Even when I wasn't getting love back at certain areas of my life, I always wanted to be able to like give other people it. And as I got older, I have tried really hard, and I forgot throughout, in the large parts of my 20s, I forgot that you shouldn't need to get love in return because you put love out there. I forgot that for ages. I forgot that you shouldn't need to have that reciprocated. When you love something or love people or love anything, the need, that's something on you. You should have that love. It should be enough for you to love something because that's a good thing to do. And recently I realized that if you're just throwing yourself out there and because you just want it back, you're just going to end up heartbroken. You're going to end up feeling unloved, disliked, and there's not going to be that harmony. And it can seem quite selfish in some respects. But I don't think love should necessarily be a quid pro quo thing. I think you should start on the premise of, okay, I'm going to try and love as much things in my life as possible. People who even don't even like me. Things that I don't necessarily like, I will love in a way that allows me to just put that positivity out there in a certain way. And just be like, well, if I'm putting love out there, I'm not going to have anything like negative crap come back and bite me in the face. And most recently, I realized that holding on to any kind of like not good feeling towards someone is so useless, because I still want the best for people. Like even anyone who's ever been mean to me, I still want them to be really successful, because what good is it going to do me for that person to do bad? It's like this weird mental revenge. It's like, that's failing in life. It's like, good. It's like, what kind of a person does that make me? So it's way better for me nowadays in realizing that some people are going to get more love from me. They're going to get active love. They're going to get like you, or like you can feel it with me and you. I'm like, I love you, Sam. Like, I love you. And you're like, right. Oh, okay. Like, and some people are going to get all of it.
Bad now, things.
Some people are going to get like all of that, and they're going to feel it, because I'm very like, oh, there you go. But as a starting level for me, I want them to know that this is it. Like, there's not going to be a bad shit going on.
Definitely. And I think it's one of those sort of ironic things of the more you don't need to get that back, but you just give it, the more you get back anyway.
Exactly.
Because people just know that you're just being a nice person. They want to be around people that are like that.
No one wants to be around it unless the opposite thing is misery loves company. So that's something I absolutely agree with, right?
Yeah.
If you it's so easy to strike up a conversation, start bitching about things. And it's fine to bitch about things as long as you feel like your mood's not rubbing off on someone. But it's so nice to have a conversation where you're both saying how much you love something. It's this is a way better conversation to have. This is really good. You can bitch about things, obviously. Like, if you're annoyed about something, then that's fine. It doesn't mean you are putting crap out into the atmosphere. It just means don't turn into a robot just by loving everything. Don't turn into a robot just by trying to be an entrepreneur all the time. Just practice putting it. This might be nonsense, but it's something I'm trying. I'm trying to feel it more.
It is one of those natural human things to kind of just point out flaws and stuff, I guess, sometimes. And it can sometimes be common ground, as in, it's kind of easy for me to make friends with your friends by, like, chatting shit about you.
Yeah, I make that the go-to.
It would be weird if I turned up and met your mate John and be like, oh, isn't Jack such a sterling man? He would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this cunt. I told you, didn't I? I said, I was like, look, you're going to meet him, and the way that you guys can become mates is you've got to start ripping me. It's like, I like being the bridge. I would like, use me as the bridge. But if you don't have a strong stomach, then it won't work. If you take things really personally, then it's not gonna, you can't be the bridge.
You had a bit of a down period over a month ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did bond with some of your friends around that, as in,
like Ollie.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Like I recorded his US song, which is kind of cute.
That was cute.
But like he did some things of like,
oh yeah,
he wrote a nice message on the whiteboard and stuff. Got me. Wake up to each day and stuff, and it was like a, oh, by the way, Ollie, thanks for waking up to Jack. He's like, oh, thanks for everything. And it was quite nice. Like, oh yeah, he's really great. It's so nice that like he has his support and thanks for doing that. And
yeah,
that was quite cute actually.
Mm.
So yeah, that's a good example of
tribe.
Yeah.
Well, it's you can't bonding over people as well. Like you can bond over other people's experiences and get closer. You can get closer through other people's heartbreaks and you get closer to other people's success and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's a lot easier when people have a bad moment for people to bond around it.
Yeah.
Because people have a success because it just is.
Yeah.
It just is. And it's but the thing is that whole period of my life, which was brought on by a bunch of different things going on, like lockdown was hitting and then like Bertie, my dog, was really ill and I was on my own and I had like a relationship wasn't working out, and it was a bunch of different stuff. But like accumulatively it was kind of all happening at the same time. And I was like, and I think I lost a lot of self-love. Yeah. And one of the things is damaging for, I guess, to someone who is tries to be very on and very positive and loving is that when we kind of lose the ability, when we're emptied of it and we can't seem to top up our own, because in order to do it, you have to like yourself, right?
Yeah.
In order to give it out there, you have to have a lot of it inside you. You have to be really happy with yourself. So if you become downtrodden and you start to like have pieces missing that you've built a couple of foundations on or whatever, then you can't do it. And then because you put a lot out there, and I became reliant on other people giving it to me, like topping up my tank with other people. When I'm not around other people, I don't feel it. So I'm not topping up my own one. And I wasn't good at topping up my own. Mm. And I've realized that since I started to become better at topping up my own and being more self-reliant on my own happiness, it's just kind of gone back again. Like I'm now back where I was way before this whole thing. I'm happier now than I was a year ago. Or yeah. 18 months ago, or even 2 fucking years ago. Like now I'm feeling like, okay, Jesus Christ, there's levels, and that's when I become the best friend I can be, and the best, like not mentor, but I've got, like I mentor these people who do other businesses, and I feel myself being like, oh, I'm actually really like knocking on their door here and helping them. Mm. And more love you receive, the more love you get, but you have to push your own love in there first. That's what you have to do.
No, there's some really good principles to like, really take to your core, I think. And one thing that really helped you was like, I was having you got a rescue dog, and just forces you to give unconditional love to like this animal every day and go for walks and get your headspace out. So I was going to ask you if you've got any like tips that sort of are your go-to, because something I've definitely been better at over the last sort of month actually, and just the last few weeks, I've done a lot more meditating again and like reading and just a bit more like doing things properly. I just manically run around trying to do too many things, I found, and like being like, actually I can chill out a bit more and just give myself some self-love. Like I like writing, reading, I can do it in the morning as well. And it's like
asleep and stuff. I'm actually really bad at it, which is why I let myself get to the point where I did, because I was actually just not good at it. And for me it's time. I just realized that I'm going to come out of it. And the more times I've pulled myself out of slumps or bad things, and I hadn't had like a bad time in ages. So I think when I just let like cumulatively lots of bad things go on, and I wasn't taking control of things, and I wasn't being like happy Jack, I was being kind of like rah and a bit weird. I should have just recognized it earlier, and I let it slip. And because I operate at like kind of more both ends of the spectrum in terms of happiness and unhappiness, or I did, I didn't stop myself until I got really down. And then I was like, uh-oh, I am all the way down right now. Like this is not a good place to be. And you just have to, but the only way you start to go back up is acknowledging it. Because if you try and go, no, it's okay, everything in my life is fine. I'm just going to go for a run. Then I'm going to like, you know, exercise some more. And all the rest of it, that's not doing you. So I remember writing down exactly, being like, okay, I'm unhappy. These are the reasons why I'm unhappy right now. And then you write them down and you're like, okay, well, I know, okay, if anything gets worse now, then that's bad. But also, at least I know that it will be incredibly unlucky for anything even more bad to happen right now. And I realized, and I took a step towards like telling a couple of people, I was like, oh, I can really do with some moral support right now. And then I, like, day by day by day, and it was like a snail's pace. I started just to, I was invite conflict that I didn't need as well. Mm. And I realized I don't need to be doing this. And then I realized I can just be happy if I just wait. I just keep waiting, keep talking and trying to pull myself up. And then just in the last couple of weeks, really, I felt like, okay, yes. And I'm happier because it's come back up again. And knowing that if it happens again the next time, I'm going to be able to stop myself way quicker. Mm. But you don't want to let yourself... So when Ollie wrote those really nice things down for me, what I really don't want it to have... I don't want it to reach there again. I don't want it to have to kind of reach like, yeah, by the way, just to let you know why I'm your friend sort of thing. That was a, that was an interesting time. But now it's all power or love again.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of self-esteem, and like you said, like not necessarily expecting to have love back or like feeling that your self-worth is judged on others.
No.
I think it's a big part of it. But also, I mean, you were just super unlucky on timing, as in, like a nice analogy is kind of like, it's a bit like buses, like you can be waiting for fucking ages and like five will come at once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like the opposite of that.
Yeah. Like, I was waiting on my phone sometimes, and I didn't want to look at my phone for like hours. So I was like, I'm going to get something else. Like something else is going to happen because, you know, these things are all going a bit weird. I'm just going to wait for something else to go on. And it was, it was odd. And I was clinging to the wrong things to make me happy. And it was making me blind to a lot of other things because I was so, wasn't where I wanted to be. But I guess this is real growth mindset, is the fact that you can't be so self-punishing. You can't just like hold yourself that accountable for everything. I read this really good book called Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. It was amazing. And I think you are responsible for a lot of different stuff in your life. But he thinks you're 100% responsible. And I'm like, I can't stop a tsunami hitting the east coast of New York or whatever, if that whole thing happens. And I'm like, okay, well, let's go down all the way down to where I am responsible. And then I can start to work with the things I'm responsible for. But I can't control things that are out of my control. I can't save people from themselves. And I can't be responsible for other people's happiness. I can only be responsible for my own happiness, which hopefully will help them be happier. And I was like trying to, I kept saying these kind of things to myself over and over again. Like, okay, it's a Monday today. That's a great Monday. Let's be happy. And let's try and just make sure that we start in the way you want to proceed. If you have a good Monday, you have a better Tuesday. Let's plan something for the weekend. Okay, we'll plan something for Friday night now that we know what's going on. We can go for a surf on Saturday or surf on Sunday. Or we can do something on Saturday. Yes, let's make a plan for Saturday. Go for a date on Wednesday. Let's go on. And it's suddenly just like, oh, it's popping. Look at the fucking state this week. And it's like, yes, the happiness. And then you're happy because I'm happy. And it's like, fuck yeah, Jack's happy. Let's fucking be happy again today. And that's that is the mindset that you've got to go for. And now I can feel myself getting fired up as I'm speaking to you. Like, I'm like, fuck yeah, today.
Nice. Good to hear. Yeah, me too. And especially...
Sounds like your friend Jack, by the way.
Yeah. Or kind of some of the things is in... like we were talking about earlier with me on like trying to like bring out like the more fun side of things. And if you show up to people and you're kind of always intense and sort of like serious about stuff, like that's like people will treat you the way that you're treating
absolutely,
them
yeah.
back. And like, oh, I want people to like not take their relationship with me so seriously. But why the fuck am I taking it so seriously in the first place?
One,
like,
one of the best things I did with you was realize I love you. But I don't need to give a fuck about what you say all the time.
Yeah.
I just need you to be you. I need to not take whatever things you say. And as soon as you realize I'm not like paying, I pay attention, but like I discount some things now because it's fine and I don't take it personally. And then as soon as you feel that I'm not like looking for you for that kind of thing to be that guru-y thing to me, which you like to take that role, you're like, oh, I kind of have to find other roles to be, which brings you out into the really awesome bit of doing stuff.
Definitely.
But don't self-brand. I don't want to be branded as like that intense person either. Just be happy and just do what you want to do as long as it doesn't fuck up other people. That's the thing.
Congratulations on listening to a whole episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. Before you race into another podcast, try pausing. Ask yourself, what have you learned? What could you change? How will you make that change happen? Did you press pause? Knowledge is useless without action. What did you learn? What should you change? And how will you make that change happen? You can tell us what you learnt by contacting us through the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com, and feel free to connect with us or our guests, or just peruse the show notes. Our Instagram is @growthmindsetpodcast, or follow me @samjamsnaps for a daily reminder to stop using Instagram. If you enjoy random acts of kindness and want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon or leave us a review on iTunes, and you'll make me very happy. And with that, keep learning and keep growing.